That's something I shouldn't have. So hello, everyone. Today's talk is a bit peculiar, I would say. I have a lot of stuff to work on, so I'll go super quickly about who I am. I'm Federico. I work for Red Hat in the Kubernetes area, networking, specifically for telco core use cases. And I maintain the MetaLB project, so if it doesn't work, you can blame me. This talk is about my journey into EVPN. I knew nothing about EVPN. I was asked to find a way to have EVPN termination at Kubernetes node level. So this talk is mostly about my prototypation and how I ended up having something more or less working. Does somebody need a refresher on EVPN and VXLAN? OK, I see a few hands, so I'll be super quick. Let's start with VXLAN. VXLAN is more or less L2 packets encapsulated into UDP. So in a regular spine and leaf topology, you might have the leaf that is doing the VXLAN encapsulation. So your host is connected to the leaf to VLAN interface. The leaf does the encapsulation, takes the packet, wraps it around a UDP packet, sends it to a tunneling endpoint, what's called the VTEP on the other side of the fabric. The packet lands there, reaches the target, reaches the destination, life is good. But in a big fabric, who is telling us which VTEP to target? And that's EVPN. So EVPN is a BGP extension that allows us to spread the reachability information of MAC addresses with type 2 routes and also reachability of networks with type 5 routes. We can have a broader network connected or maybe a Kubernetes cluster. It's an association between a L3 domain and a VTEP. And of course, in the same fabric, you can have multiple overlays defined by different what's so-called VNIs. So this is how the context. What is our destination? What do I want to reach? This is a regular Kubernetes cluster. I'm afraid to touch anything, but this is a regular Kubernetes cluster where we have some BGP speaking components connected to the fabric. They talk BGP through the VLAN interfaces. These BGP routes gets more commonly translated into EVPN routes, and we have a mapping between a VLAN and a network VRF, and then when we send the traffic to that gets encapsulated. What my goal is, what I try to do is to have this concept, the router, brought down at node level in a separated network namespace, talking to the host via VET legs that are doing the same thing that the VLAN interfaces were doing. So we can exchange routes to the underlay through those VLAN interfaces, and whenever we send traffic to those VET interfaces, the traffic gets encapsulated. So we take the interface connecting the node to the fabric, we move it inside the network namespace, or at least this is what I will attempt to do. The routes are advertised by our BGP speaking components, Calico, CubeVip, MetaLB, and others. We'll be able to learn and advertise routes. And when we send traffic, the traffic will be encapsulated. What is the advantage of this approach? The advantage is that whenever we want to add a new overlay, we won't have to go to the fabric and reconfigure it, for example. To add more steam, I want to try to do that on my laptop because it's easier than to go finding a data center. One note, I kept note of all the progress, so I have a repo with all the various steps that I'm going to present, and in my blog I have various posts about the topic, so should be a reference afterwards. What do I need to do that on my laptop? I need a router with EVPN support and my favorite Linux open source implementation since I've been maintaining MetaLB is FRR. FRR is obviously the my favorite BGP and other protocols implementations. FRR supports EVPN with a caveat. FRR takes care of the control plane of FRR, but it wants us to configure the host in such a way that the data plane is implemented by the Linux kernel. So FRR is very opinionated in what it wants. For each VNI, it needs a Linux VRF, a Linux bridge, a VXLAN connected to it, and that's basically it. Then there is the configuration, well documented in the project site. We need to declare that we want to talk EVPN with the external router, and we need to spread around the reachability of our VTEP, the virtual endpoint, so then when the other side is sending UDP packets, it's able to reach us. And then for each VRF, we need to declare which routes we want to advertise. So this is the first part. Second thing that we need is a network lab running on my laptop. And this is where Container Lab comes into place. Container Lab is a very, very nice project that I discovered. It allows us to create a network topology based on container images and vectors, so it's slightly different from using Docker Compose or some regular Docker networking, because you don't have a bridge there, you have a link, so it's more similar to what you have in a lab. This was my first example. I just wanted to make EVPN work. It took a while, but I managed to. Again, I have the blog post. It was early last year, and my repo with this example. And this is how a topology looks like in Container Lab. So you define the nodes, and you define the links. Basically, you say which node you want to connect to, and those are going to become vectors. With FRR, it's slightly different, because you can't override the entry point. So what I ended up doing was to passing a setup.sh file in each node and calling it after the topology was started. And Container Lab supports many, many versions of the images that you can run commercial or so commercial routers in your topology. But I just use FRR. So we run the setup on each node, and the setup looks like this. So what we need is to create the host layout that FRR wants in order to have EVPN to work. So we create a VRF, we enslave the interface connecting the leaf to the host into the Linux VRF, and then we create the VXLAN, the bridge, and so on. And again, this was the first example. My configuration is using now Redistribute Connected, so each leaf will share across the EVPN fabric the reachability of the host connected to it, as type 5 routes. So if I inspect the routing table inside the leaf, this is what we get: type 5 routes, the local network, and the local VTEP. And when you ping, it goes through the leaf, it gets encapsulated and gets on the other side. Seeing this ping work was pretty exciting when I tried it. I know it's just a ping, but. So again, references, I have a demo, a video, I have a blog post, and a repo. Next step, we want to plug a Kubernetes cluster, still in my laptop, still in the topology. So what I did was to use Kind. Kind is the well-known project to use for development, CI, and whatsoever. And Container Lab has a nice way to have some nodes of the topology, which are actually Kind nodes. And this is how you do that. Basically, again, you need to declare it in some way. I had to do some configuration inside the node, and that was it. Reminder, this is our ultimate destination, a container, vectors, Linux VRF, BGP session with the host, and connected to the fabric. Just a reminder. So I'm going to show what the setup of a Kind node looks like. Basically here, this is what I'm running inside the container, and what I'm doing is using Docker in Docker to spin up another FRR instance inside the container. I take the namespace, I create the VEF pair, I put one leg of the VEF inside the namespace, and then I take the interface used connected to the router for the underlay connection, and I put it inside the namespace, and then I do all the setup required for FRR. And then, as an example, I can plug MetaLB, very nice project. It can then advertise MetaLB, a load balancer service via BGP. So what I'm going to see into the router is that the local router is learning the BGP route through the VET as a BGP route, but it's also going to convert it as a type 5 route with the local endpoint as the destination. So if I go on the other leaf, I'm going to see that route, and I'll be able to reach the service from one host connected to the other side of the fabric through VXLAN to the node to MetaLB. Again, I have a demo, but I didn't have time, so I have the recording, the repo that you can tinker with, and a blog post explaining all this layout. I then move much further. So first, before it was a container on the host, now I wanted to have it as a pod because its Kubernetes lifecycle is easier to manage with pods. So I try to tinker with things to see if I was able to do that. And again, the destination is this. Now we have two pods. One is one classical pod. It has its own network namespace, runs FRR plus some things, one entry point to do the setup. And then I have another pod, host networked with a lot of privileges, a lot of sockets mapped in order to mess up with the host. So the other what the other pod does is it takes the interface and it moves to the pod, to the target pod, creates the VET, and puts a leg into the namespace, and more or less it works. So the new difference is, I don't know if Miguel left, but I copied a lot of the logic from his Multus dynamic controller. So at runtime, we use the container runtime to find the right target, and more or less the stuff is more or less the same. So this is the main difference from before. And this is the high level. I won't demo it, but I have the demo in my reference. And here we have FRR Kubernetes able to exchange routes with this router in a pod. And this is around November when I started to say, hey, but maybe I can try to write some real code and having a proper Kubernetes controller with that can be dynamic. So things went on a bit, and I have this project. I don't know if it's going to become a real project or just a POC, but I built a repo for it. So it's the same architecture as before. We have the FRR pod. We have a controller that is, it has a CRD-based API, and all the logic now is in the controller because it was easier to have the hosting configuration and the FRR configuration in the same place. So the lifecycle is like the controller takes the interface and moves into the namespace. It creates all the interfaces required by FRR, creates the VEF pair, provides an FRR configuration, sends a signal, and it asks FRR to reload it. And this is the high level of having it as a pod. The API is pretty simple, again, subject to change. I need a CIDR because I need a different VTAP for each node. I need to tell the thing what is the interface that I want to move, and I have the session with the external router. On the other side, for each VNI, what I want to define is the session with the BGP speaking component on the host. Linux VRF name, maybe I'm going to auto-generate it, maybe not. I'm not sure yet. The VNI, some ciders for the IP of the VET on the host side, and that's it. So it's basically the evolution of the previous component, previous examples, but in a Kubernetes fashion. And the beauty of it is that it can interact with any BGP-enabled component running on the host. It can be, again, whatever is able to talk BGP. And one nice thing is that the IP of the router side is the same for all the nodes. So you don't have to have one session per node with a different IP, but you just have a Metallic BGP peer, for example, and it works. Still very work in progress, so don't blame me if it doesn't work. Come back in a couple of months on the repo. I hope it's going to work flawlessly, more or less. I have a demo. Basically, I took two Kubernetes nodes connected to the topology running Calico. Calico is connected to the router via the VEF. Why Calico? Because MetaLB would have been too easy. I know the ins and outs of it. So I wanted to take something that is BGP speaking, but I didn't know anything about it, to show that it was working. So the way Calico works is that it talks BGP with using Bird with the router. Each is announcing its node's IP CIDR to the router via BGP. Those gets translated into EVPN routes across the fabric. The other node learns how to reach the pod CIDR of the previous one. We send a packet, encapsulated, and decapsulated. Now, I have a real demo. I have a recording, but I also have a shell prepared, so I will try my luck with a live demo. Drum roll. So these are the Docker containers, the topology. Two of them are nodes of the kind cluster. I have Calico that wants to peer with the IP of the local router, but it's not connected. It's not established. The session is not established because I didn't configure the thing yet. And if I look inside the FR container into the pod, it doesn't have the extra interfaces. And I don't have routes into that. So now I have two workloads, one running on one node, one running on the other. I will try to ping, and ping clearly doesn't work. Now I'm going to apply the configuration. I'm going to wait Calico to tell me that the BGP status is established. Now the session is established on one node, but shouldn't matter. Now if I inspect the FRR container into the pod, I see all the stuff that FRR needs. So I see the VRF, I see the Linux bridge enslaved into the VRF, I see the VXLAN, and I see the leg, the VET leg connecting this thing to the host, and I see the uplink to the external router. And now I can see that on one node I have a route targeting the pod CIDR to the other node via the IP of the router through the VET. Again, workload pods, I will try to ping from one to the other. Now ping works. I try to ping from another host on the other side of the topology, and ping works. And if I try to TCP dump while I ping, my neck is hurting. So I see the packet coming from the host, the pinger, the ICMP request. Then we are going to send it out because we have a route to the destination through the Linux bridge. Then we see leaving to the fabric as a VXLAN packet, and then we see the reply coming back as a VXLAN packet and then getting decapsulated, sent to the host again, where it finds its way to the pod. So that was it for the demo. It worked. I'm pretty happy. And then I can skip the recorded one. OK. So where do we go from here? First of all, I need to make it work flawlessly. I need CI, I need tests, I need a few things. But it's a nice prototype. We want to enable L2 EVPN. So we have to have a way to expose some way to connect an extended L2 domain on the host, possibly with an extra VET, or I don't know yet. We need to sacrifice one interface. We could use VLANs to move the, to have a main interface, but what if we want EVPN connectivity at day zero? Because like, it's a chicken and egg problem. If EVPN is all we want for our node, we will need to be able to reach the API server, so we need something that is alive before Kubernetes. So I did some experimentations running Podman pods as systemd units. There was a talk yesterday in the container dev room, but I'm not sold yet on the idea. I still have to do some experiments. Maybe a faster data path. Like, this is kernel-based. We might, we had a great talk by my colleague about grout today. Maybe we can join forces and have a DPTK-based data path, or maybe this is going to end up being a POC and no one will use it. Wrapping up, I think I talked about a few things, how I went from knowing nothing about EVPN to having something that more or less works using stuff that was happening in my laptop. That made me, my prototypation, like super, super quick compared to having to deal with the real routers, because every time I was missing something, I was just dropping everything and recreating. So that was, Container Lab is, if you are into networking, is a very, very, very nice project. Few resources and I'm done. FRR routing, my best favorite protocol implementations. Container Lab, I have this repo and my personal blog and the repo of the project. And the idea comes from my discussion with the Deutsche Telekom folks last year here at FOSDEM. They have a nice implementation, probably. I think it's going to be converted to this approach, but the idea of running EVPN termination on the node comes from that. With that, I finished right in time. If you have any questions.
Questions, anyone? Hi, thanks for sharing your work. I look forward to reading through what you've put together, because I've personally been trying to solve...
Can you raise your voice or put the microphone near?
I've been trying to solve this kind of problem myself, and I was wondering, so from your example with MetalLB, MetalLB advertised the IP address as the BGP IP, so for ingress, into the Kubernetes cluster, that just basically works with the way MetalLB works.
Yeah, I cheated on that because I had to add, like in that very specific example, I had to add the static routes. Okay. But with FRR Kubernetes, that is now the backend of MetalLB, you can also learn routes on the node, so you can have the symmetric return path for free, more or less.
Okay, yes.
Good catch, because like there was a hole in that.
So I have a second question then. Have you considered how you might implement the same sort of logic for egress? If I have a pod in Kubernetes that I want to be able to talk to some other...
But that was my Calico example did, basically. So the pod now is part of the fabric, so the host was able to ping it, but not only that, the reply was getting back to the host on the other side. So and that was made up with the EVPN and VXLAN.
Oh, okay, I missed that. Thank you.
First of all, thanks for your presentation, because it was like mind-blowing from a network perspective, so many thanks. My question is, have you tried to play with the interconnection of the CNI, or to say in another word, now we have a mechanism to connect the host with some kind of VRF on the networks. My question is, have you tried to connect the network of the Kubernetes with multiple networks? Putting VRF on the CNI itself and connect back to back?
VRF, CNIs are not equipped for that today. So it's easier to have that kind of exposure at host level. But of course, like you would need to have orchestration with the CNI to be able to, okay. The scene I would need to be VRF aware, basically.